Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Life, love, and liberty. It's Monica Matthews.
In a recent blog, I talked about my personal experience with repentance. Unknowingly, the President of the United States caused me to awaken to something that I had otherwise been asleep toward. There was something in my understanding, there was something in my soul that was not reconciled due to a breach in fellowship with others that led to a very human response in a breach with my Heavenly Father. I was very candid about that in my blog. If you've missed it, you can check that out at monicamatthews.com. I want to go a little bit further with that. This morning, I'm enjoying the beautiful surroundings of the North Georgia Mountains, where it has literally rained in biblical epic proportion to Noah's Ark for the past 24 hours. I can tell you, if you never thought you could get tired of hearing the rain, trust me when I tell you, when it's a consistent cadence of rainfall and you realize that the road beneath you is being incrementally washed out and it just never stops. It just reminds you of Edgar Allan Poe and the rat-a-tat-tat. And when it rains like that, the birds take cover. The birds are in their nests. They're in their hiding places, waiting for the rain to subside. And this morning, as I was packing up to head back to the city of death, hell, and destruction, I looked outside and I noticed the birds were flying, chirping, singing around a particular area of this porch where the owner of this home normally hangs food for them to perch upon, receive nourishment from. They've come to count on this food, this human who puts the food out for them. Not to say that they still can't forage for themselves and that they're still not birds, but clearly as they were hanging around the banister this morning, I thought, before I take off, I'm going to put the bird feeder back out. Give everybody a time to feed from the bird feeder and let them restore, replenish, take it back to their little nests. And I'm literally staring at, I don't know, probably 10 birds fighting over 4 little holes in a bird feeder. Swinging, singing, preening. There's all kinds of things going on. And all different types of birds. And I was reminded of the scripture that promises us that not one of those little birds falls to the ground without God knowing about it. Some of you are extremely depleted. You're depleted of hope, of joy, of compassion, of mercy for yourself and for others. You look around the world and you think to yourself, how in the world and where in the world could there possibly be a loving, compassionate, kind, merciful, and just God? When you see the lawlessness going on around you, it's very tempting for your heart to wax cold. I know, because I struggle with it daily. My struggle happens to be extremely visible. My struggle can get me into trouble with my employers, with sponsors, with people who look to me to always be a beacon, to always have my oil lamp filled. Yet I don't. Because just like you, I forget who feeds me, who cares for me, who nourishes me, who protects me, who provides for me. And yes, he will use the hand of humans to ensure that even the smallest of his creatures are cared for, to get us through the storms, after the rain has passed, when a storm is coming. He sees all and knows all. This is a very difficult concept for me in my humanistic bend to believe that God holds grudges, that he does count our sins, that he is distant and angry. Whenever I see things in my life not going right, when prayers have gone unanswered, when there's mass injustice in the world, when I see my brothers and sisters literally murdered through genocide, religious genocide in other parts of the world, Nigeria, all over the world for that matter. And not just my Christian brothers and sisters, but others who are persecuted as well. We were told that we would be persecuted for the sake of the gospel, and that if we are, we are to count ourselves blessed. We are to count ourselves in the exact place that we are supposed to be. That as sojourners and foreigners in this world, that this is merely but one stop on the continuum of eternity. How difficult is that to hold on to and to believe with hope and with joy? How difficult is that unless our hope is placed properly in the hands and the heart and the mind of the author of all liberty and justice for all? All right, you can catch me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk, Monty Matthews on Facebook. I'm on Instagram as well. Today, this evening is my first broadcast with the Financial Network. We'll be talking about Valentine's Day. Pretty interesting conversation. It's not just about gifts, but there are just some relational pointers. You know me, I talk about my three C's: communication, clarity, for the sake of connection. So tune into that. You can find that on a YouTube channel, actually. That'll be on my Facebook page as well as Twitter. I will try to find a way to upload that to my website as well, but that will air this evening at 8 p.m. and I will be retweeting it and reposting it on my social media platforms. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.